Communications, item 812.
Request of Nicholas Caleb to address council regarding potential for city action on air quality regulation.
Come on up. Good morning.
So I actually am going to talk more about fossil fuel policy than air quality regulation today, so I'll switch a little bit. So I'm Nick Caleb. I'm the staff attorney at Neighbors for Clean Air over the last 4 months. And before I start talking about fossil fuel issues, I want to say thank you for the vote on the marijuana tax recently, especially Commissioner Novick for making that issue and Commissioner Saltzman for pushing that forward. That was an important precedent for the city to make. I think the more investments we make in air quality, the easier it is for the state to follow suit and do solid regulation for us. So regarding the fossil fuel infrastructure policy, city planners recently released the discussion draft for proposed bulk fossil fuel terminals in Portland land use code. In my opinion, the initial proposal runs afoul of what thousands of Portlanders believe they would get out of the resolution when they submitted comments, attended hearings, and ultimately celebrated council for its historic vote in November. As you'll recall, the resolution was a declaration that all fossil fuels are inherently dangerous throughout the entire life cycle, from extraction to transport, storage, and combustion, and that siting new fossil fuel infrastructure in our city is wholly unreasonable because of the compounding risk of a major seismic event. We recently got a taste of how dangerous fossil fuel infrastructure is when an oil train derailed and caught fire in Mosier, Oregon. It's a miracle that no one was killed and that our Columbia River wasn't irreparably harmed. This council showed wisdom and prescience in recognizing the dangers of fossil fuel infrastructure before we had to experience a disaster at home. But as your resolution is being translated into code, we are quickly moving back to business as usual. A proposal that would not ban new fossil fuel terminals, nor would it halt the expansion of existing fossil fuel infrastructure. In addition, the discussion draft contains nothing that even begins to mitigate the risk to the public from existing fossil fuel infrastructure and the other tank farms in the Northwest Industrial Area. Instead, we're being asked to accept an increase in overall risk to the health and safety of the public and an assumption that expansion of infrastructure will equal seismic upgrades for some facilities with absolutely no mechanism to guarantee it. Of course, there are no guarantees of 100% safety in this world, but we can be a city that doesn't compound the risks to the public by allowing a dying industry to dominate our politics and dictate public policy that puts our people and environment at unnecessary risk. After accident upon accident, it's beyond naive to take claims from fossil fuel companies or railroads at face value. After all, these are the same companies that knowingly engaged in disinformation campaigns around climate change for decades to protect short-term profits at the expense of the future. Many of these same multinationals were part of the city's stakeholder process around this, this draft discussion that, by my count, included 30 representatives from the port and fossil fuel interests and only 10 representatives of community, environmental, and public health organizations. Unsurprisingly, the discussion draft uncritically accepts their assertions and protects their interests. Whether intended or not, caveats in the resolution that were introduced as last-second amendments are being seized upon by city staff as a rationale to allow an increase in fossil fuel storage and transport in our city. Our new comprehensive plan encourages us to regulate fossil fuel infrastructure in line with regional demand, which must continually decrease if we are to meet our climate goals. It also contains general prescriptions to regulate industrial areas to protect public health and ensure seismic safety. Last paragraph here. There's still time to rescue the spirit of the fossil fuel infrastructure resolution and create policy that responds to the brute facts of climate and seismic danger while paving the way for 100% renewable energy powered Portland. This is what we expect of council, and we're eager to support your continued leadership in this. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. No, it's timely that you're here with this communication day because it is coming forward. And you're an experienced activist, but I just want to make sure everybody understands this. When the planning staff or the Planning Sustainability Commission produces a draft, it's just a draft. And so you've been here enough to know this, but often we will make significant changes in policies that are brought forward either by our volunteers on the commission or by our staff. So no one should feel that an early proposal is an indication that the council's on board with the draft. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And we understand that. I think our goal here today was just to show that there's a significant amount of public interest still in this policy and that probably you can expect us to be involved every step of the way from here on out.
Yeah, please do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Actually, Nick, I would just like to make a pitch to climate activists to weigh in on land use type issues that affect our own use of fossil fuels. Like last week, we had a hearing on whether to adopt minimum parking regulations in Northwest, requiring a certain amount of parking to be built with new buildings. And the affordable housing activists were out in force saying that these minimums would lead to increased housing prices. there were fewer people from the environmental movement saying, wait a minute, we shouldn't be building more parking because that encourages people to drive and that helps to kill the planet. So these land use type issues come up fairly often, and I really encourage folks in the particularly active on climate issues to show up and be heard.
Yeah, and I think many of our comrades in different movements subscribe to similar ideas, and it's tough to be everywhere at once all the time, but I think a lot of the folks that were here for the parking issue, we supported them as well and pushed their messages around as well, and thanks for taking that up. And just a second push with the sort of local climate action, which I totally agree on, and you've been vocal in the past about pointing out that, hey, if we're going to be doing this large-scale international stuff, then we should be doing stuff at home. I think there's starting to be a groundswell in Portland, and we've seen several mayoral and city council candidates start to talk about what 100% renewable Portland might look like, and we should begin to maybe open that discussion up about what our energy policy could be. And so we're looking for champions currently to carry that type of policy forward as well. So thanks
very much. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.